Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
So,
yo. Whoa.
Hi.
Looking good. Looking good.
Look at that. Where are you at right
he's
now?
He's in a studio. Fancy. You're recording right now?
Got a music row. No, we're just doing we did a bunch of news outlets this morning. It looked cool. So
it does look cool.
It's dope.
I love it. It looks like we're about to have a song sung to us or something.
Yeah, well, you want to hello? How are y'all?
We could do Sing Your Answers.
Oh yeah, we could do Sing Your Answers. The whole interview sung back to us by you.
Well, we did a little TikTok thing where we're at the last festival we were at. We were doing Sing Your Answers. Why don't we do one quick question of Sing Your Answers?
Okay, well it's the easy one. It was like, what's your favorite sandwich?
You're not supposed to sing the question.
Oh, I don't know. It was fun. I thought it was fun.
I liked it. Do you sing the question? Yeah. Do it again.
What's your favorite sandwich?
I like a little ham and turkey and cheese and mustard on my sandwich.
But what kind of bread?
I like good old white bread. But I better eat wheat to stay on my diet.
There you go. Nice, nice.
It's the next hit. Hey, can we ask you about a new truck? I have a question.
Ask it.
This is good that we're doing this. Have you been approached by any car like a Ford or a Chevy to be like, hey, we want what? Well, I'm just saying,
an endorsement.
Yeah, like, hey, it seems like this would be a perfect fit.
So you would think that, right? So
yeah,
about this music video, we did try to go into Ford and try to do some kind of partnership.
Okay.
I drive a Ford, but they were not impressed that I was burning one of their trucks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And I didn't really, I get it now, but it's like, oh, I didn't think about that. Like, yeah, we're about to set one of your trucks on fire. It's not right. Really a great look. So to answer your question, no, I got no endorsements, but I got to set a truck on fire, which is pretty cool. So
you could have just sent them just like part of the chorus that only says, I need a new truck. And then it was right. Like, yeah, fair enough.
They saw that in the video.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We told them we're burning a truck. Yeah.
Oh, you told them it was straight up happening. Where did the truck come from that you lit on fire?
So the truck you see actually burning is my personal truck that I drove this morning. It's perfect condition, nothing wrong with it. But we found a truck from the junkyard and brought the truck from the junkyard in. We actually lit it on fire, but we set my truck in front of a green screen and with all these fancy edits that these producers and directors can do. It looks like my truck was on fire, but it was not.
That is really cool. See, look at that. It's recycling. He took a truck that was just sitting around, broken down, and then lit that one on fire. It had no purpose. It was perfect.
It's kind of like, have you ever smashed a guitar on stage?
So yeah. And I've made this reference literally last week. So I smashed the guitar on stage. And it was a $50 guitar I got from a pawn shop. Like, it was a beater. And people are like, are you kidding me? You smashed a perfectly good guitar? I'm like, yo, it's $50. Like, it was not a good guitar at all.
It didn't even stay in tune, probably, I bet.
No, it was
awful. I don't know. Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know how the rock stars do it. They probably are out smashing nice guitars. But, like, yeah, in the world of trying to be a musician, you buy the $50 guitar. And it's worth it smashing that one and not your own stuff.
The crowd loved it. Crow.
Yeah.
What did it? What does it feel like to smash a guitar? I've never smashed a guitar.
You want this mic? Look at it. What's going on with your mic? Oh, you can't even see your face.
Well, I'm a midget. Look, do that. Sorry, hold on. Look,
there's a guitar right behind you back there. Mm-hmm. Grab that sucker and just beat it against the wall real quick.
You can't smash this one.
These are Rob's guitars.
You can't smash. This was my first guitar ever.
Oh, now we're going to get, you just went down the path of Rob's show and tell.
This one needs to be refurbished.
Are we in your bedroom right now? Is this your bedroom?
This is Rob's basement. We are in Rob's basement right now. Yeah. Yeah. Usually we're in our own houses, but he suckered me to come over today.
Look, they're trying to get us to be in person more. I was like, all right, you have to come to my studio then that I built. And it's
working out great.
I like it. It's awesome.
Thanks.
Can we talk about, we do this thing called the last laugh. Well, who's your favorite comedian? Do you have a favorite? Do you laugh?
Yeah, it's gotta be between like Kevin Hart or Cat Williams. Probably.
I don't know Cat Williams.
Yeah, you do.
You don't know Cat Williams?
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah. He's part of the, what was the name of that whole crew that they were with?
I don't know the crew. I don't know. I'm not like up to date on my comedians.
Well, this was a long time ago when it was like Bernie Mac and Cat Williams and I feel like they had there was this whole group that went around and toured.
There's usually like a comedy group. They get, do you have
Kings
like
the Kings of Comedy, they call them.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was like a special.
I think that's what they call them.
Do you have a group like that, like in country music, where you got like these are your core people like that out with?
Well, you know what? We're on the road so much. It's hard to hang out with anybody these days. But I mean, I've got my boys. I've got my songwriter friends, my producers. We're all, you know, all the same age. We all come up together and, you know, it's they're my clique.
Yeah, that's your team.
Are you I noticed that you made a pretty impressive movie with your kids, like superhero.
I was
like all on your phone. I was impressed by it, man. I thought it looked pretty good. And the kids obviously probably loved it.
Kids loved it, man. So it was really spur of the moment too. Like they came down the stairs, both dressed. My little boy's dressed as Spider-Man. My little girl was dressed as Captain America. I call her Little Miss Captain America. I just started videoing them. I was like, I can make a movie. And it really didn't take that long to film it. It, when it came time to edit it, that's where all the time came in. But it was cool. It was a cool little movie to make with them. They'll remember it forever.
Yeah. Is she really into Captain America? She doesn't like Ghost Spider, because that would be the girl version of the Spider-Man.
No, she's just putting on Big Brother's costumes, Halloween costumes, and rolling with it.
Yeah, my little, I have a 5-year-old, and he wanted for his preschool graduation to wear a Spider-Man costume, and I was like, I said yes, and then my husband was like, absolutely not, and then I was like, we made a plan, like. After you walk across the little bridge, you can then put it on. And then he did. He ran around. It was so cute. But yeah, they get so into that stuff. Sorry.
No, I was thinking, are you, do you plan on doing any acting or filmmaking or anything like that?
Not filmmaking. I have thought about acting, though. I mean, I could be garbage. I don't know. I mean, maybe day one on the set and the director's like, get out of here. You're garbage. But, I think I could do it. I feel like I could do it, and I kind of want to.
I think you're a good actor, because I'll tell you why.
Why do you think he's a good actor?
When you did that April Fool's thing where you said that the road was too much, the family, this and that, I was like, this is real. And then you're like, ha ha, gotcha. Dude, you had me 100%.
Yeah, I got a lot of people, including my dad, my neighbor, some other family members. They're calling me. I'm like, yo. Y'all know me. You know it's April Fool's Day. You know I'm not doing it. So I gotta, dude. I think I could do it.
I think we should put it out there. Yellowstone, because I feel like they are very open to country you know, singers and stuff coming on board. Can you ride a horse, or can you lasso things?
You know what? I may ride a horse for a movie or something. I do not ride horses.
Okay.
I don't know.
You could learn.
I could. I think I'm scared.
Really?
I hate to say that because I'm trying to be a big macho man. Is it? Like, oh, I'm scared of nothing, you know, but I'm kind of scared of horses.
It's a 1,200 pound animal that has its own brain. So it's a
That's exactly what I say too. So my father-in-law has horses and my sons eat up with that stuff, like bull riding and whatnot. But here I am like, man, that's a big animal, a brain of its own. It could crush you, you know?
Can do whatever it wants. Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole thing.
I would
fair.
We went a few times, and it's definitely sketchy. I went on a ride with you in downtown Detroit one time. We did a ride
for like a Humane Society thing.
Yeah,
Rob did a good job. He was okay. Well, we gave him a safe horse.
It was cool, but also there was a point where the horse just stopped listening to what I was telling it to do and just started backing up and
going,
like, doing it. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? And I was like, I would much rather ride a motorcycle because I am the one controlling it. And right. Like, you know,
do you have a favorite, like a big boy toy? I don't know what to call them. Like, I've got a skid steer.
No, but I do want a skid steer really bad. I want a skid steer. I want a tractor. I've got four wheelers and side by sides and stuff, but before I can get the tractor and the skid steer, I need a farm. And I've been looking for a farm up here in Tennessee, but they're so dang expensive right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a couple more number ones first, but I'm gonna get that skid steer and that tractor.
Do you have an acreage like minimum that you'd want?
I keep telling myself like minimum like 75.
Okay. So yeah. 75 acres. Does the house have to have a porch or a fireplace? Like those
wrap around
porch, fireplace.
I'm going to let my wife deal with that. She can do whatever she wants to with the house.
Okay.
I want the property.
You know property. What I mean? Does it need to be partially cleared or treed?
You know what? Either, as long as it can be clear, because like, I'll get out there and we'll clear what we need clear.
That's what a skid steer will do. Make sure you get the one with the tracks on it, not the wheels.
Yeah. Look at this.
I learned that.
Skid steers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, we had a skid steer at our farm and it had the wheels on it. And then it got really muddy and we couldn't drive it in the mud. You need the tracky things on it.
Right. Tracks are always better.
Yeah, it's better. So we sold. Well, anyway, it's sold.
I feel like all the land around Nashville, is all getting bought up because everybody that we talk to is like,
is that Jordan Davis song that
70,
did it?
Like, yeah, 70 plus acres. Everyone has their own. In Nashville, everyone has their own bar and their own 100 acres.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of land being bought, especially all the developers coming in and people moving to Nashville. But it'll happen. We'll get a farm and a skid steer and we'll play in the dirt and live happily ever after.
Heck, I love that. Will you get horses, do you think?
No,
I'm not feeling a good vibe.
My wife wants a couple of cows and a couple of horses.
Okay. Get a couple of mini horses. They're easy and they're tiny.
Yeah.
They step on your foot. It's fine.
Well,
it's little. Maybe. It's like a dog.
All right, Dylan, we appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit in my basement today and appreciate all the music, man. Sounding good. Good to see you.
Good to see y'all. Thanks for bringing me down to the basement and hopefully we'll see you soon.
It's like a Wayne's World version going out. Are you Wayne or Garth? I'll be Garth. You're Wayne? Wayne. Garth. I'm Wayne. Garth.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Garth and Wayne.
All right.
Take care. See ya.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.